you to put the breakfast food box down. I want you to stop eating it and eat your breakfast, do you hear me?
Yes.
It's not polite to eat at the table.
Daddy's eating.
Well, he's your father. He can do what he wants to do.
Is it polite for father to eat at the table?
Eat your breakfast too, dear. I know one thing. It's not polite for little girls to come to the breakfast table without combing their hair. Now you go do that and come on back to the table. And Emmy, breakfast is ready. Yes, you want some attention too, don't you, Daddy? Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get anything done today. Be ready by 5. Now, we'll meet you down there, dear. Yoo-hoo!
What?
Honestly, really. Didn't you hear Betsy a minute ago?
Betsy, no.
Well, I asked her not to read the breakfast food box. It isn't polite at the table. She said you were reading. Was it polite for father to read at the table?
Oh. Well, it's about the only time I get to see the paper.
Come on,
well,
here. Good morning. Oh, good morning, Effie.
Good morning, Effie.
My hair appointment is at 9:30. Are you sure you can give Bobby a bath?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll have any trouble. Who, Bobby? Then I'll do some shopping. I've got to get groceries, too. And I'll get back in time to get dressed. And when Betsy comes home, we'll be ready to go, except for getting her dressed.
Mm-hmm. Is she wearing her pink velvet?
Oh, yes. I think that would be best. Now, do you want me to bring you down anything, dear? A clean shirt or a different tie? Dear?
Oh, yes, I wish you wouldn't yell like that.
Well, you don't seem to hear me otherwise. Is that what you're wearing?
Is this what I'm wearing? Yeah, what do you mean, is this what I'm wearing?
For the pictures.
What pictures?
Oh, what pictures, really?
What?
I told you we're going to have pictures taken today at the Lockwood Studio.
Today? I didn't know that was today, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Aunt Effie, it isn't funny to live with a man who never listens to you.
I thought that was next week.
Honey, honest. We're supposed to be at the Lockwood Studio as soon after 5 as possible. Now, you go there directly from the office and we'll meet you. And frankly, I think you should have on your dark blue suit.
Look, do we have to do that today?
Yes, I made the appointment. Now, we're always saying it's something we should do, but we don't do it. Well, now I've done it. We're going to have pictures taken today. You and I with Bobby and Betsy, and now we'll meet you there.
No. Look, I'll have to come home and change if we're going to go. I can't wear my dark blue all day. It'll be wrinkled and...
You better get home by 4:15, then. Now, see, Betsy's hair has to be curled.
You mustn't forget to take a bottle for Bobby in case he cries.
Oh, yes.
Boy, I know already what this is going to be like.
Folks who like fine music are turning more.
Betsy, will you please get your shoes on? Aunt Effie, is the baby ready?
Yes, I'm just bundling into the car room.
Oh, look at my hair. I messed it all up getting my dress on. Oh, would you ask him please to stop honking, Aunt Effie? Betsy? Will you please stop honking?
Well, what in Sam Hill are you all doing?
Getting ready,
my baby.
I don't know what goes on around here. We've got all day to get ready. I came home, I took a shower, I got dressed, and you're still not ready. Oh, we were supposed to be down at that photographic studio by 5 o'clock.
Well, I'm ready. Oh, I'm not having my picture taken.
But
it's ours.
No, I won't.
Oh, what is the matter now?
I don't know. I do know this baby is so bundled up that if we don't get started...
There, Bob.
All I know is that you will put that ribbon in your hair. You are not going at all, and that is final.
I don't care.
But may I ask just what is going on?
I want her to put that little pink bow in her hair. She wants to put some cheap-looking rhinestone barrette that she found.
It's beautiful. And they're not rhinestones. They're diamonds.
Oh, he's diamonds. Look at that cheap barrette.
Put the pink ribbon in your hair, will you, Betsy, and hurry up.
It doesn't look as pretty, Daddy.
Put the pink ribbon on and hurry up.
Yeah.
That's right. Go ahead and cry so your eyes are all red and puffy for the picture.
This ribbon looks awful.
Get your coat on. Now, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with your hair?
Nothing. Why?
I don't know. It just looks funny.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say just as I'm going to have my picture taken.
Well, I don't mean it looks funny, exactly. I mean, it looks different. They didn't do it the same way they generally do, did they? Come here. Come here.
Look out.
No,
what are you going to do?
Set, you know. Oh. Be more casual.
Oh, leave me alone. Now look at it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't get going. Oh, honestly, and he just ran my hair off.
Oh, God, all right, I'm sorry. Come on, Betsy, Aunt Effie. Aunt Effie, take Bobby and go on and get in the car, will you? Come on, Aunt Effie, please, go on. Take one, will you?
I've been ready for anything. That's so important, my being ready, since I'm not the one who's having her picture taken. You better know. Look at this. Yes, I will, Aunt Effie. Oh, really.
Well, come on, huh?
Dear, do you think we ought to have one shot taken with Aunt Effie in it?
Aunt Effie, no. I mean, I thought this was to be just us. The two of us with our two children, just a family.
Well, all day she's made little remarks about how she has never had a really decent picture taken with
her. Well, it's not awful.
Well, I suppose she hasn't been able to afford it. And what do you think? I mean, I noticed she put on her best dress.
All right, I don't know. All right, if you want to.
Well,
if we don't get going, none of us will get our picture taken. Now, come on.
Well, don't forget to bring Bobby's bow.
Oh, the baby's bottle. Yes, I'll get going. Get in the car and I'll be right there, dear.
Oh,
I wish the photographer would hurry up while everybody's in a good mood.
Now, look at your hair alone. Will you stop combing it? It looks fine.
Does it,
dear? Yeah, it really does. It looks very, very nice. Thank golly, you look lovely.
Thank you, dear.
Yes,
you look very nice, too.
Taken, Mommy.
Oh, very soon, I hope. The girl said he'd be right with us. They're a little behind schedule after all our rushing, huh?
Hello, Bobby. Oh, he's Mommy. Yes, he's Mommy's darling.
Let me hold him, Annie.
No, no, no. You'll get all wrinkled.
Well, I don't want you to get all wrinkled either now. You're going to be in some of the shops with us.
No, no, no.
Oh.
This is going to be just your family.
Annie, I don't want any trouble from you now.
Annie?
Yes, dear.
Well, how come you keep taking
with us?
Because you look so pretty.
Oh, thank you, yes, dear. Look at Bobby. Look at him smile. Look. Oh, if the photographer could just catch that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, honey, he is the image of you.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the image of his daddy.
Oh, look,
did
you hear that? She laughed. She did.
I don't think it was really a laugh, dear. Oh, if the photographer could just recapture that smile of Bobby's.
Mommy?
Huh?
When are you
going to
take our trip,
dear? Oh, we don't need it. The girl said he'd be right with us, dear.
I'm hungry.
Oh, we'll eat afterwards. We'll go back home and dinner will be ready. I've got a roast in the oven.
I'm hungry now.
No, I don't blame her. Look at the time. You know it's been a quarter of steak we've been sitting here for 20 minutes already, waiting for that
dinner. Well, I'm sure it won't be long now. It's going to take some self-fussing. The important thing is to keep everyone in a good M-O-O-D. Oh, you take us now.
I'm going to go and ask what's holding everything up around here.
Betsy, please, darling, don't sit that way. You're wiping your shoes all over your dress now.
Let's go.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. We can't go yet. Sit up, please. Oh, dear, now he's going to get himself in a rage. Dear. Never mind, honey. Come here, darling.
What's the matter, huh?
I didn't want you to start an argument with a girl. My goodness, you'll just get yourself in a bad humor, dear, for the picture.
Look, we had an appointment 25 minutes ago. It seems to me that some consideration should be shown people who have children.
Let's go.
Yeah, now you see, she's ready to go.
Well, don't talk about it. My goodness.
I'm tired.
Yes, so it is, Lauren. Now, Betsy, please, put your feet down. You're getting them out of my good dress. Put your feet down, Betsy. Your tie is crooked.
Yeah, it's so close in here. There's no ventilation in this place, and...
How'd you happen to wear that tie?
Why?
No, it's a picture. I just don't think I'd have thrown that one.
It's a fine time to tell me for people.
Well, never mind.
You stop combing your hair.
Yeah.
Look fine before. Now, just let it alone, why don't you?
Let's go home.
Won't be much longer, Betsy. No, darling, I'll just be patient, sweetheart.
Yeah, now, look, you be Daddy's good girl.
Oh, yes. The man's motioning us to come in. Come on, at last.
Oh,
Come on. Oh, Bobby, no. Oh, please, darling. Where's his bottle? His bottle. I left it out in the car. Go out to the car and get his bottle, Daddy. Yes. And now, Bobby, please, dear. Oh, look, we're going to have our pictures taken. Come on, Annette. Don't do the dishes now. Let's finish our coffee in the living room.
All right, yeah. Just putting the butter away.
Well, did you get Betsy to bed?
Oh, yeah. She was exhausted.
I know. She hardly touched her dinner. What an experience, huh?
Oh, boy. Hey, what those pictures are going to look like.
Oh, I know. I tremble to think.
You know, looking back now seems kind of funny, huh?
He finally got the baby to stop crying, and he's working.
What's he going to get Betsy all keyed up? Why does she act like that when we go out? She never does that at home.
No, you don't mind my saying so. It's all your own fault. You both got all worried the children were going to act up. So you got all nervous and jittery, and you were just all faded, too.
Yes, I guess you're right, Aunt Evie. I really do.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, that was the last time we have any photograph like that taken until they're older.
Well, I'll say it is. At $100 a dozen, you know.
Well, you never really regret having that one.
What did you say?
I said you'd never regret.
No. I don't... How much?
$100 a dozen.
You told me to get a really good photographer.
Oh, $100?
You said get the best. We don't have to have it.
We don't have to take a dozen, dear. I said maybe only six.
$100 a dozen? You're joking. You're joking.
Well, no, dear. Of course, if we only get six portraits, that's $50.
Well, I knew his mother would want one.
Oh, yes, dear. And his mother and dad and Grandma will have one.
Wait.
And Aunt Martha Stevens will be hurt if she doesn't get one.
Look.
And then there's Aunt Norm and his cousin in Omaha. And then there's...
I know.
Well, look, they better turn out nicely. That's all I can say.
Now, we'll get the proof next week, dear. Well, now, honey, this is something you do maybe three times in a lifetime. You want the best.
Yes,
you know.